right, this is the Bible 2010 midterm exam review. First things first, you will be able to use your notes on your exam, but make sure you have your notes and no one else's. Also, you must have a number 2 pencil, as a portion of the exam will be Scantron. The way to study for this exam is going to be to review your notes, look over them thoroughly, and sort of mark down the things that I say in this podcast. You may need to stop a few times as you go along, so make sure that you do that. First of all, be familiar with the layout of the Bible, how many books are in the Old and New Testament. Be familiar with the difference between the different types of Bible, the Catholic and the Protestant Bibles, the difference between the two of them, as well as the difference between the Christian or Catholic New Testament and Old Testament and the Jewish Torah, so be familiar with those. Also, be familiar with the difference between atheists and agnostics. Be familiar with the story of Genesis, of Adam and Eve and creation and the beginning of creation story and the things that we see in there, particularly the key concepts of evil and the development of evil and sin and the 5 D's of the devil. Be familiar with atheists and agnostics, the difference between them. Be familiar with how the Bible was originally started, specifically through oral tradition and things of that nature. Be familiar with, like I said, the story of Noah and the flood. You're going to be familiar with the flood represented, as well as some of the questions from Evan Almighty. Be familiar with the Tower of the Babel and the story of the Tower of Babel. Be familiar with the story of Joseph. There's going to be some questions on that, as well as the story of Abraham, the story of Isaac and Jacob as well. Okay, so be familiar with all those areas. That's going to be the multiple choice portion of the exam, which is going to be about 25 questions. Okay, Ms. Lozano. The short answer questions are going to be as following. Explain the 5 influences of Scripture that influence the altars, particularly culture, background, audience, language, and Holy Spirit. You're going to be able to need to explain the importance of religion and why religion is important. Once again, the story of Adam and Eve. There's a short answer question on the story of Adam and Eve. Once again, focusing on the idea of evil, why God created the earth, and sort of the nature of sin. We talked about that in detail, so be able to explain that and explain what that meant. Also be familiar with the fact that heaven and earth are both an extension of God's love. I'm going to need you to know that and be able to recognize that heaven and earth are an extension of God's love. Next, I do want you to be familiar with the story of Abraham, why he lied and the significance of him lying and what that meant and why that was important. Be familiar with the Field of Dreams movie. It's going to be important. We're going to refer to that and refer to some of the things that happen in that, specifically as it applies to Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Also be familiar with the I Am Legend movie and the Iron Man movie. Those 3 movies are going to be key in understanding sort of some of the concepts of the exam, and you're going to see some of the short answer questions from those films appear again. Once again, you're going to have the chart where you're going to have to identify the 5 D's of the devil and give a real-world example. Finally, the essay is going to be a comparison between Adam, Noah, and Abraham. You're going to be comparing all 3 of them, how their sort of stories went, how they were similar, how they were different, and how God showed all them favor. What made those men unique? What made those men special that they were chosen by God and that they were sort of chosen by God to lead? Okay, so that's it. Shouldn't be too bad. Like I said, you'll be able to use your notes and your Bible. Do not get caught with someone else's notes or it will cause you to fail and you will find yourself in a world of hurting. So make sure that you're good to go with that. Make sure you're on top of everything. If you have any questions, feel free to see me. Hope you all have a great day. God is love. Mr. Fikera. Shout out to E-Block. All right, I'm out.